Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hi, this is Dylan and I'm going to be bringing you the weather for the whole week. So on Monday 13th, weather warnings have been issued. There's a good chance of rain from 2 o'clock onwards. Strong winds from 1 o'clock. In a northerly direction, highs of 11 degrees Celsius. Tuesday 14th, weather warnings again, and much the same as yesterday. Good chance of rain from 2 onwards this time, and strong winds from 12 in a northerly direction. And a heavy rain from 4 o'clock, highs of 12 degrees Celsius. Wednesday 15th, there's a chance of rain till 10 o'clock, then cloudy with sunny spells and a nice easterly breeze, though you will still feel the effects of the previous weather on Monday and Tuesday, highs of 11 degrees Celsius. Thursday 16th, there's a low chance of rain all day with light showers when it does rain, and then there's sunny spells around 3 and 4 o'clock with winds of 20 miles per hour in a northerly direction, highs of 11 degrees Celsius. Then on Friday 17th, there's a very low chance of rain with sunny spells all day. Light breeze of 14 miles per hour throughout the whole day. The effects of the severe rain and wind will almost be gone, highs of 9 degrees Celsius.
In Isle of Wight news this week, a former Isle of Wight police station could turn into offices after 6 years of being empty. The past home of Cowes Police is set to become offices for Spinlock, a marine design and manufacturing company, should the planning application be successful. On the corner of Birmingham Road and Mill Road in Cowes, across the road from Spinlock's current home, the police station could undergo a renovation to adapt the existing building into new business headquarters with a design studio and office units. A Lifeboat Service's main rescue tractor has been taken out of service after it had its windscreen smashed in a mindless act of vandalism. The vehicle, used by Ryde Inshore Rescue to launch its lifeboats off the Isle of Wight, was targeted between midday on New Year's Day and Sunday. A spokesman for Ryde Inshore Rescue, based in Apley Lane, said, "Our main launch vehicle has been taken out of service by what we believe can only be mindless act of vandalism by having its windscreen smashed. Any information can be given to police by phoning 101. St John Ambulance on the Isle of Wight is looking for new volunteer first aiders to join their small but vibrant team supporting events across the whole of the island. This comes with the opportunity to help with events on the mainland in Hampshire and further afield. They are currently accepting applications for volunteers. All the initial interview and training is planned to take place on the island during February. Should anyone wish to talk to their island-based team, they can contact St John Ambulance easily at www.sja.org.uk. Meanwhile, women's clothing store Monsoon Accessorize in Newport is closing at the end of the month, leaving employees without a job. It will officially close on 23rd of January, and there are currently 11 employees at the store. Staff have said they were informed of the decision 2 weeks before Christmas. A tailor has hung up his tape for the final time following 60 years of dapper service. John Crosswell, 76, began his career in the industry as part of the Fareham branch, a family business, Silvers of Reading, at 15 years old. He immediately caught the attention of the head office, and by 20 he had relocated to Berkshire Town, becoming branch manager within 6 months. As fashion continued to evolve, so did John, joining Fields on the Isle of Wight, where he worked closely with Philip Woodford, the director of a Newport-based business. He said, "The shop has been very successful and I have thoroughly enjoyed my 41 years of service as a manager and window dresser." And finally, Jay Miller's Circus, which spends each summer on the Isle of Wight, is to feature in ITV's Midsummer Murders on Tuesday, January 14th. The Circus did some filming for the show about 18 months ago, and the show is likely to feature the familiar Big Top as Ferriby's Circus. The plot centres on Finn's taking a gruesome turn when the Circus comes to town, bringing with it a chain of sinister clown sightings, threatening notes, and deathly dangerous circus acts. Central detective character Barnaby has to face up to his fears in order to solve the case. Jay Miller's Circus performers Charlotte and Jodie Miller were stunt doubles for the aerial acts. That's all, and I'm Jasper Hagel-Sotel.
Hello, and welcome to James's Favourite Film. Today, I will be reviewing Spies in Disguise. In Spies in Disguise, the main character is a spy that is voiced by and looks like Will Smith. The spy's name is Lance Sterling, and he has everything you'd expect from a good spy. Lots of different gadgets, good fighting moves. On the run, he meets up with Walter Beckett, a technology genius who says he has a way to make Lance invisible. However, it's not what he expects. Instead of a standard invisibility cloak, Lance turns into a pigeon. Now they have to work together to clear Lance's name and turn him back into a human. This film has lots of action and comedy for everyone to enjoy. However, it is rated PG, so younger children might not enjoy it. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with the Famous Birthdays Part 1. Part 1 will be the name of a person and what they're famous for, and Part 2 will be the year they were born and their age. So, first is Jasper Ford, he's a novelist. Next is John Sessions, and he is an actor. Next is Tara Sharma, who is an actor. And next is Jamelia Singer. Part 2 will be the year they were born and their age. Hello, this is Jasper, and this is my obscure word of the week. This week's word is atrophied. Atrophied could mean one of two things: wasted away or rudimentary, referring to a tissue or organ of the body, or having lost effectiveness or vigour due to underuse or neglect. That's all, and join us next week for another word of the week.
Hi, I'm Dylan, and I'm going to be bringing you the events that happened today, previously, in history. So, in 475, Basiliscus becomes the Byzantine Emperor with a coronation ceremony in the Hebdomen Palace of Constantinople, now called Istanbul. In 1493, was the last day for all Jews to leave Sicily. In 1528, Gustav I of Sweden, crowned the King of Sweden, rules for 37 years and becomes known as the father of the nation. In 1552, the Dutch west coast was hit by a heavy storm, hundreds killed. And in 1554, Bayinyang, B-A-Y-I-N-N-A-U-N-G, crowned King of Burma, goes on to assemble the largest empire in the history of Southeast Asia. I've been Dylan, you've been listening.
Hello, this is Jasper with Famous Birthdays Part 2. First is Jasper Ford, the novelist. Born 1961, age 59. John Sessions, actor. Born 1953, age 67. Tara Sharma, actor. Born 1977, aged 43. And finally, Jamelia Singer. Born 1981, aged 39. That's all, and I'm Jasper. Hello, this is Jasper, and these are your events for Monday. First is Key Arts Open 2019 at Key Arts in Newport, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. until 1st of February. Next is Mountbatten Hospice Exhibition at Key Arts in Newport, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. until 1st of February also. And then Charity Quiz at Flanagan's Sundown at 8:30 p.m. And finally, Chess Club at Rye Tennis and Croquet Club at 12 to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Dylan, and I'm going to be giving you the events for Tuesday. So, first we've got the social night at the Board Cafe in Newport, 6 p.m. Then there's the charity quiz at Hong Kong Express, Newport, at 8:30. The Shanklin Rotary Club annual charity sale, it's an extremely big event, at the Lower Hyde Holiday Park in Shanklin, Tuesday 14th to Saturday 18th, then Tuesday 21st to Saturday 25th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then last but not least, we've got Chess Club at the Age Concern Cafe in Shanklin at 12 to 2 p.m.
This is Shazza with Wednesday's events. Men in Sheds, Winchester House, Shanklin, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Wellbeing Scene Group at St John's Church Hall, Ryde, 11 a.m. Tea Dance at the Spa, Dover Street, Ryde, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And Game Night at Heroes, Newport, 6:30 to 10:30 p.m.
Hello, this is James from Vectis Radio doing some event for Thursday the 16th of January 2020. First up, we have Gamers Night at Heroes Newport, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Next, we have Fermentation Workshop at the Garlic Farm at 6 p.m. Next, we have Improved Ballroom and Latin Dancing at Riverside Centre Newport at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Lastly, we have Girls Cricket at Ryde School, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's all for now.
Hi, I'm back again with the events for Friday the 17th of January 2020. First, we've got the Bass and Treble Jazz Evening at the Lounge at Moncton Arts in Ryde, 7 p.m. Then we've got the Fabulous Fun Friday at West White Alpacas, 10 to 4 p.m. every Friday in January. After that, we've got the Mountbatten Hospice Exhibition at the Key Arts in Newport until the 1st of February. And then last but not least, we've got the Tai Chi Advanced Ventnor Botanic Gardens at 11:30 a.m.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.